Clone that gene. You now know about two biological tools for cloning a gene, plasmids and restriction enzymes. 1. Plasmids have several important features. A sequence for the initiation of DNA replication, called the ORI site, which allows the plasmid to replicate in the bacteria using the host DNA synthesis enzymes. A promoter for initiating transcription of the inserted gene, and a gene encoding a protein for antibiotic resistance, which allows for identification of bacteria that have taken in the plasmid. 2. Restriction enzymes digest both the plasmid and the human DNA containing the gene of interest, such as insulin, to be cloned. How do scientists use these two tools to create a recombinant plasmid, which contains a human gene inserted into a bacterial plasmid? One important step is choosing a restriction enzyme, or enzymes, that cuts the plasmid and the human DNA. The restriction enzymes must do all of the following. Cut the plasmid at a site or sites that allows for the insertion of the new gene. Cut the plasmid at an appropriate site to ensure that no important genes or sequences are disrupted, including the ORI site, the promoter, and at least one of the genes encoding antibiotic resistance. Cut the plasmid near the promoter so that the inserted gene can be expressed. Cut the human DNA as close as possible to both ends of the gene of interest so that it can be inserted into the appropriate site in the plasmid DNA without cutting within the gene. Stop and think. Why is it important that the same enzyme or enzymes be used to cut both the plasmid and the gene from the human DNA? In this activity, you will make a paper model of a recombinant plasmid that contains a gene for a human therapeutic protein, in this case, insulin. You have three tasks. 1. Cut the plasmid and the human DNA with the appropriate restriction enzyme. 2. Insert the human insulin gene into the plasmid DNA. 3. Determine which antibiotic you would use to identify bacteria that have taken in the plasmid. Handouts, the plasmid diagram, RM2, human DNA sequence, RM3. Procedure. 1. On the plasmid diagram, RM2, use scissors to cut out the plasmid sequence and tape the ends together to make a paper model of the plasmid. Locate the positions of the ORI site, the promoter, and the genes for antibiotic resistance. Locate the positions of each restriction enzyme restriction site. 2. Choose the restriction enzyme that should be used to cut the plasmid. Verify that the restriction enzyme meets all the following criteria. It leaves the ORI site, the promoter, and at least one antibiotic resistance gene intact. It cuts the plasmid only once, and the cut is close to the promoter. 3. Review Table 2.1 on page B8 and use scissors to cut the plasmid at the restriction site exactly as the restriction enzyme would cut it. Write the sequences of the nucleotides that are left on each end of the plasmid. 4. On the human DNA sequence, RM3, scan the human DNA sequence and determine where the three restriction enzymes, BAMH1, ECOR1, and HENDI3, would cut the DNA. 5. Determine whether the restriction enzyme you chose in step 2 is a good choice for cutting out the insulin gene from the human DNA by verifying that it meets all the following criteria. It does not cut within the insulin gene. It cuts very close to the beginning and end of the gene. And it will allow the insulin gene to be inserted into the cut plasmid. 6. Review Table 2.1 and use scissors to cut the human DNA at the restriction site exactly as the restriction enzyme would cut it. Write the sequences of the nucleotides that are left on each end of the insulin gene after it is cut from the human DNA. 7. Use tape to insert the insulin gene into the cut plasmid. Verify that the sticky ends will connect in the correct orientation. In the lab, a third biological tool, DNA ligase, is used to permanently connect the sticky ends together. You now have a paper model of a recombinant plasmid that contains an insulin gene. Once the plasmid replicates or copies itself, the insulin gene is also copied or cloned. Activity questions. Which restriction enzyme did you choose? Why did you choose that one? 2. Where would you insert the insulin gene and why? And 3. Which antibiotic would you use to determine if the recombinant DNA was taken in?